when we see that we have not pleased God because with our hearts we recognize the high standard of love. You know what you're like. And then we ask forgiveness. We receive it in Jesus' name. And being forgiven, God begins the work of teaching us to love finally. So for as often as I can go and say I've been loving, unless I'm loving authentically from the heart, unless I've united what I know in my brains with what my heart behaves, or I behave myself really well and all the Vulcan people, they're an entire people, and it's pretend, so I don't know if it's a very useful comparison, but they are a whole nation of people pulling it off. But then you get Spock and you get the Vulcans interacting with the humans, and it's exposed that really they don't have it all together. Really, they are missing a part of the picture. And Spock, although he was considered weak in his Vulcan homeland, he's in fact got the thing that humans have that makes him a person. He has a heart, even though he tries to say, no, I'm the rational side. And he does well. And if you've ever watched that Star Trek show, there's little smirks at the end of episodes where they go, you know what I'm like. You know, and cut to the credits. And here we are, and we're people, and we're trying to be spiritual people. Right? So if you like, I'll lose the metaphor. For those of you who the metaphor doesn't touch, we try to be spiritual people. We try to say, I know Bibles, I know what I ought to do, and we do what we ought to do, but there's a conflict between the heart and the head. And you can say what's right, and you can mean what's right, but you could actually, inside, be stewing. And don't we know what that's like? Unless you've fully forgiven from the heart someone who's offended you, you can say, yes, yes, no, it's not a thing. It's fine. Let's just move on. But that doesn't fix it. And if you come to God and you say, God, I know I will go to hell unless I yield to your authority. Please, God, oh, please don't send me to hell. I believe that in the place where that's all we got and all we're conscious of, that God says, I see you there. I have mercy on you. I understand that you're acknowledging that I am God and I'm right and you need forgiveness. Very good. But Christian, repenting of sin, unless your whole heart is in it, do you abound with that grace that is the thing that spills over toward the other people? Have you received so fully the love and kindness of God and the forgiveness for the times when you were not like God? That you are that full with the grace of God that just cleanses us. That it overflows towards other people. And that you have that love and that kindness to give. As opposed to, oh no, please don't squash me. Yes, I do everything good. Says the cat whose food dish you reach for. And I think if we're honest, we all test positive for that. I don't think there's a way out from realizing what Paul says, woe is me, what a wretched creature I am. But I don't come to church to get a kick because I know what I'm like. I take care of myself in this regard. But I come to hear from God that this is the idea that forgiveness can only be fully received when it is sought with, and I'll say this, a united heart and mind. Standing before God, go, it's true, and I feel it, and I know that I grieved you, and you're right, and I wasn't right, and I'm not right, and I frequently blow it. I might blow it tomorrow. I certainly did before. What will I do? Oh, God, help me. And then the love of God pours out, heals, and makes whole. And then you may know the will of God. And walk in that. And when we see we haven't pleased God because with our hearts we recognize the high standard of love, we ask forgiveness in Jesus' name and we receive it. And being forgiven, God looks to us and he reveals to us the teaching of love, finally. And then you finish with these verses in verse 7 and 8. Look at chapter 13. Love, it bears all things. You can do it. You can handle it. It believes all things. You can get through this. There is hope for all things. Love endures all things. Love never ends, never fails, never falls out. And that's the message of the scripture, of what we already knew. That's us done for a morning. This idea that we want to be good and we're not, and that inside of us, these things come against the good that we would do, and that there is a fight, there is a war on. There is all of these things that love is not at work in us. Look at those things. It is not jealous. Does not envy or boast. Is not arrogant or rude. Does not insist on its own way. Is not irritable or resentful. Now, irritable. Crabbit? Can you say crabbit? Who's got a different Bible that they're reading and it says another word and holler it out? Crabbit's good. Thank you. But that, or resentful. Now, I just want to say, in the desire to stand before God in love, and we already agree with God, if your eye looks over here, and Jesus says, do not judge or you'll be judged. Could that tie in with this idea that is not envious, resentful, rejoice in wrongdoing? Is it possible? Is it possible that standing over here wanting to be right, that looking over and not loving and summing up someone for what they are, could it be that it just blows us out of the water, and then suddenly, well, you're not loving either. I mean, you want to blame that person for what they're not, but you're not. When you're observing them and happy about it, or when you're doing these things, you've slipped out of it. And the only thing is not to, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, but there's room for conviction and correction. And a Christian falling short isn't suddenly you're not saved or you can't come in here. But I think that God says, you who I love, who is forgiven in Jesus' name, these things that war in your flesh must be dealt with and repented of. And with the whole heart, that sort of repentance with the whole heart, we find forgiveness. And so all of that because of a turn of phrase that I found peculiar when I was looking at the Love Works material and looking back at the scripture and being willing to preach that to you this morning, is that if we're to be a people who are disciples of Jesus Christ, who walk in love, there's a war on to stay there. And we lapse from it, but we're called to walk in it. And I wanted to point that out this morning. And so let's pray. Lord, we do love you. And we need you. And we're called to walk with you. Hand in hand, God. And will you take those 8 inches from the head to the heart? And will you help us to make the journey? Will you, as we observe our limitations, measuring ourselves against this scripture here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, will you allow us repentance and forgiveness and to receive the grace without which we will not see God? And to know the forgiveness as we really hold our feet to the fire about what this sort of love looks like, to be different people. And I confess of my irritableness, Lord, when I think about just how long it took the showers to get done with a house full of people. And I thank you for the grace to behave oneself and to cope with it. But the state of the heart, when we're exercising patience, it convicts us, Lord. And when we're kind because kind is right, but kind was difficult because of what we're like, there's room for forgiveness there. But it's our desire to be genuine, Lord. And you see it all. And so maybe if all of us could just be relieved to look around and go, we're in the same boat, aren't we? And to look at God and go, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be cheeky, Lord. I wasn't trying to be sneaky, Lord. And I do want to walk in love. And that love would be the main course of the meal. And that the serving out of love would be things easily done and generously provided by God who is able, as we keep in accord with you, so that all things may work together for good. This is our prayer. And we pray that you'll guide us in this. And as we stop for coffee afterward and come together to gather as the church and make decisions, Lord, you're going to guide us in that too. And we thank you that that's a guaranteed solution to everything that's going to make this place always work, as for the most part it has for 100-something years. Thank you, God. Thank you for walking with us. And please bless us and give us strength to walk worthy of the calling to which we're called in Christ Jesus. And we ask this in his name. Amen.